Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Thursday here on 105 The Fan. Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis, the gentleman off to my right. You heard him waxing poetic all things Dallas Maverick and NBA basketball. To my right, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott.
Hello to the outside world.
That's it, in case they missed you during the crosstalk.
Yep.
Good to see you got back on your podcasting game today. I know you guys are taking a little bit of a hiatus.
Yep.
Scheduling and, you know, look.
Especially when someone's traveling.
You know it all too well. Everybody thinks podcasts, I just set it up and it's just good to go. And, you know, you've had conversations with people. We could make this a podcast. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
You going to do it every week? Mm-hmm. Like, there's the logistics, the work that goes into it. And again, when you want to make it a good podcast, and you guys have a visual component to yours, which obviously adds to it as well. So
for the thumbnails,
folks at home, you need thumbnails,
titles.
You know, we had to Photoshop Grant a couple times.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Put a tuxedo on him once or twice. So friend of the show as well. We love Grant Apps at the best when it comes to talking all things Dallas Mavericks. I know we're gonna talk Mavericks at 9 o'clock. Tidbits, teases, or snippets that they need to go check out after they're done listening to us on Fan After Dark?
Yeah, well, Grant's more plugged in than I am and more than probably anybody is with the Mavericks, since he's the only one active media member that travels with the team. And he kind of broke down who he thinks is calling the shots and why he thinks AD will get traded before the season ends because of his contract extension.
Yeah.
He gives all the logistics behind it. So if you want to sound a little bit smarter and get all the details into the weeds of the Anthony Davis and not just be, I want him traded, you know, and not just be.
Put a little nuance and context as to why you want him traded or as to the reality. And we talked about it just a little bit ago. And like I said, we'll dive into it a little bit more in the 9 o'clock hour when we get into it. But, part of it is, too, when you start getting these insiders throwing out. I mean, here's the thing. Do we really think that a GM from a competing team, whether it be from, and I mean, it sounds, I think one thing we can all kind of agree on, it seems more than likely.
I would say over 50%.
I think it's 100% he gets traded. I'm just saying that he goes to an Eastern Conference team.
Yes, the East have been the ones popping up because I think a lot of East teams have seen him be in the West his whole career.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe, and the East is wide open.
Wide open.
I mean, we like Detroit, but I don't even think Detroit fans are like, oh, we're just going to be in the championship just because we're in the one seed right now. I think a lot of teams are vying.
But if you throw an AD on that team, I mean, look, again,
in a year,
part of him, too, though, just needs a clean start.
In a year of the Cavs not being that good.
Yeah.
In a year of the Knicks being kind of middling.
Yeah.
In a year of Jason Tatum not being on the Celtics. In a year of Tyrese Haliburton not being on the Patriots. That's the four top teams from last year.
Yeah.
That are not in the top four seeds this year. It's very.
I mean, does anybody trust Orlando? No. Trust Toronto? No.
It's very much AFC and football right now, where it's kind of wide open. Where obviously it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, you could argue the NFC is wide open.
Yeah, I mean you could argue. I mean, I think we'd all agree the Rams are one of the better teams, but football is football. But in the AFC, there's not going to be a consensus to go to the Super Bowl. Everyone's going to have a different answer.
No, I mean hell. So no, I think again with a guy like an AD, teams are not going to tell you what their number one, like, hey, I'm going to give you my entire package of what we think, you know, AD. I mean, yes, are you going to have scuttlebutt? Are you going to have speculation as to what could work? And, of course, you got the contract aspect of it as well.
That, he makes a lot of money.
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I know what you're about to say.
He makes a lot of money.
I know every fan at home filled in the blank for you.
I appreciate you guys doing that for me. So, yeah, I mean, you got to make those things work as well. It's not quite like baseball where, you know, yes, it's cool to have, you know, salaries add up. But, again, you know,
And in football, a lot of times you see players for picks.
Yes.
In basketball, it's less pick-oriented, more player for player. More salary match. More.
Unless it's Rudy Gobert.
This is Rudy Gobert or Desmond Bane.
Yeah, where you get 17 first-round picks, and they'll be picking until 2045. So, again, that's going to go down at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. You will be glad that you did. And, of course, your Dallas Mavericks back in action tomorrow.
Against the Nets and Michael Porter Jr.
I mean, come on. We're at the point
I'm actually rooting for wins because this is good for the overall Mavs.
Like, and plus, you should beat Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're a better basketball team than the Brooklyn Nets.
Correct.
Right?
If AD's going to be on the court, I want the Mavs to win, and I want AD and Cooper Flagg to look great.
I mean, say what you want about, and, you know, we've said this pretty consistently since AD came back. I mean, you're a better basketball team when Anthony Davis is healthy. He's obviously back in shape again, and when he's healthy,
not even on the injury reports anymore. That's the best part. It's not like his... Even with Cooper Flagg, he's still in the injury report every day
with that thumb
splint.
Yeah.
But, like, AD is not even showing up on the injury report, which is great for Mavs fans.
Of course, it helps his trade value as well, too.
It's great.
That's as much.
We know something's going on, but we ain't listening.
Patrick Dumont, say what you want about this goofball. After he fired Nico, it seems like he sat everybody down and said, look, we're not effing this
100%.
Up
let's
we got to fix this.
I know we're doing it at 9, but just a little tease. Think about it, Fred. When he was supposed to come back, the November 8th deadline, they pushed it back 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. No.
Fired Nico in the middle of it. But, like, he was like, no, you are not going to mess up my
asset.
No,
Nico was ready to bring him back out yesterday. All right? And plus, Nico doesn't – hey, what? Your ankle? Rub some dirt on it. You'll be okay. So no AD on the injury report. That's good news. And that bodes well for everybody, whether you want to see him here in a Maverick uniform. And I think we all can agree that we would like to see him off somewhere else. Not because we dislike AD, but I just think under the circumstances and the scenarios and everything else in between, it's time for everybody to get a fresh start. Let's go into the glass. Let's go into the pimp cup. Let's go behind the 1s, 2s, and 3s. You don't normally see him here on Thursdays. We're moving some things around. We got Degenerate Jake, who's usually on Wednesdays. He's in what, Lubbock?
Correct.
Hanging out, I guess.
Probably drunk. He's at a graduation.
Yo, you know he's white boy wasted.
I think he's
already.
Drunk right now.
Oh, easy. It's 7:07? Yeah, no, he's white boy wasted by now. So we had Dylon yesterday, normally our Friday producer, but I'll tell you what, stepping in, doing a little radio on a Thursday, which you normally do, but you do on the TSN side. My man's doing double duty today. Hardest working man, at least on a Thursday anyway. The one, the only, Trevor the Creator.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all this evening?
Who's in goal tonight?
I believe it's going to be Ottinger since DeSmith was in the other night, but we'll see.
Ring that bell. That's a bell ring right there. I'm excited. Who they play tonight?
They're playing the Minnesota Mild.
Oh.
That's a shot at the Wild. The Minnesota Mild.
The Minnesota.
Do you think Trevor's in a space to be taking shots at other teams?
No, I'm absolutely.
Absolutely.
Is.
The star.
No.
We haven't conceded a point.
Come on.
We've gotten 11
sick
straight
him.
Games. We've had a
just
point.
Like, so. Just like he like egged you on Monday. Sick him right now. He just questioned your Stars' knowledge.
Yeah, do you want to talk about a good team, Blake? That's all I'm asking.
I wasn't questioning whether the Stars have the level of winning today. I was saying, do you think Trevor specifically should be making fun of other hockey teams since we can't remember who's in goal? That's more what I was referring to.
I feel like he's bounced back since...
Took the L, bounced back.
He did.
Thanks, Drake.
He did. God.
And we're back to zero.
No, I mean, look, if he's going to be our designated Stars reporter, and again, you know that one thing you're going to get every time you come on this show with Blake and myself is the one of the things that you know we're going to ask you. Who's in goal?
Well, let's go to the real reason we're here today, Fred.
Because it's Thursday and we're on from 7 to 11?
It's Sadiq Baywatch tonight. It's the Baywatch.
I'll tell you what. Go yes, please. Well, real quick. Hey, what time is
started right now.
Game's already started, but you've already placed that bet. So we'll get the background here in just a second. But real quick, Thursday night, we actually remembered it for a change, all right, because we haven't reviewed our picks from last weekend.
We haven't.
We had it crazy week. We had it written down like two different times, and it's again we had 2-3 hour shows too, so that always cuts into it a little bit. So you need to bounce back this week.
Oh, I did bad?
You're 1-5
in the picks that are different?
In the last 2 weeks.
You've already calculated the ones that we haven't
from this week? Yes. From last weekend?
I did
yes.
that bad.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We've only had 6 games in the last 2 weeks that we've disagreed
on. And I've only gotten one right over you.
Okay. Dang. I was 2-1 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I
guess you went 2-1 again or you went 3-0?
I went 3-0 this past week. I went 3-0. So this is going to be a big week
for
you.
Tampa Bay.
Where's this game at?
Don't care. Tampa Bay.
I feel like this game's in Atlanta.
They're getting Mike Evans back. Tampa Bay.
Give me the Falcons.
You and Kirk Cousins are the same age. You would pick the Falcons.
You would. All right. So there you have that. All right. But like I said, we'll get to the picks here.
Do you think someone at their house is marking down all of our picks for the year and keeping track?
I mean, look. If you are great, I keep telling everybody, and I'm gonna do it this weekend. I promise you.
You've been saying that for 2 months.
I've been saying it for about 3 weeks now. But no, this weekend's the weekend to do it. All right, so we got that out of the way. Fred says Falcons. You say Bucks. It's 4.5-point spread as per BetMGM. So, boom, done. That's taken care of. Real quick, since we got Hockey Extraordinaire Guru over here, you want to go ahead and throw your name in the hat real quick while we got you here?
On the hockey game or on
No, full Bucks, okay. Falcons.
I'm say Bucks. I think
there you go.
Bucks.
There you go. Good okay. call. You know, ball. Right. But I thought this would be a great point to bring this up because yesterday's show started off with working out in the gym and tripods.
Well, that and Sharon Moore.
And that story gets worse
still
and worse.
Still in police custody.
Every time you look on Twitter, there's just more and more. And then they're pulling up old tweets on Sharon Moore.
And I'll tell you what, Michigan, I'm sorry, dirtbag school. I'll tell you what, if my kid committed to Michigan, we're gone.
Yeah.
So you knew this dude had been doing this, all right? Now, and we're not exonerating Sharon of any wrongdoing here. I mean, obviously, what he did was wrong.
There's absolutely nobody at this game. I just want to let you know.
At what game?
This Pelicans Blazers game.
Why would
there be? There's maybe 6 fans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The arena.
Where's that game at? Is it in Portland or New Orleans?
In New Orleans.
I mean, come on, bro. No one's trying to watch. I mean, that's look, that's a team that they're talking about, you know, it might get moved.
Do you make this a date night if you're a guy that's balling on a budget?
Oh, absolutely. Because you could probably get lower bowl tickets for like 40, 50 bucks. Easy.
And she doesn't know what they are in the standings. Or is she just going to see bad basketball and be
Well, she's going to show up and be like, okay, where's everybody at? Like, wait a minute. What? Where? I mean, this is what we're going to right now?
If you're in New Orleans, is this a good first date to take her to a Pelicans game versus the Blazers on a Thursday night?
I say yes because the other aspect of it is, too, you probably won't be anybody sitting around you. Easy to talk, a lot of conversation to have, okay?
A lot of stoppages,
plenty of time to talk. I don't know what the concession prices look like, but at the very least, you should have your lay of the land.
Okay.
So now, give the folks, real quick, before we get into the weightlifting stuff, please give people at home the background, because we've already had people text in during crosstalk. They want some parlays, they want some prop bets, yada, yada. You and I talked about this a little bit last night, but Sadiq Bey, why are we on Sadiq Bey watch tonight?
Because I put an 8-leg parlay for $19 a couple days ago, and we've hit 7 out of 8 legs.
Go ahead and bell ring that.
We're already at 7 out of 8. The last leg that needs to hit for $520 profit is Sadiq Bey scoring 17 points or more tonight.
And where did we determine he went to school?
I don't think we did.
We didn't, did we?
And that's why I am watching the Pelicans versus Blazers game.
Okay, Sadiq Bey already hasn't taken a shot yet.
I know. I'm watching.
In fact, Sadiq doesn't have any stats yet, but that's okay. That is okay. Look, he's number 41. All right. So we all appreciate the fact that he's number 41. So we love that about him. In case you were wondering, Sadiq Bey, 6'8", 215 pounds. Same age as you.
Okay.
Okay. Both of you born in 1999. Now, he's a few months older than you. He was born on April 9th of 1999. First pick of Brooklyn back in 2020, 19th overall, played for the Villanova Wildcats.
Ooh.
Okay, so part of
Mikal Bridges?
Yeah, I mean, you figure, cause I know he won at least one title.
Yeah,
because, I mean, either way, Sadiq Bey.
17 points.
Like, we don't need to get into the Sadiq Bey livelihood story or whatever it is. He's been in the NBA real quick, just because we're here. I gotta know this. Bit of a journeyman.
He was a killer on the Pistons, bro.
He was with Detroit for 3 years, 2 years with the Hawks, and now look, he was all rookie first team.
Yeah.
And then he won the Julius Erving Award in 2020. I don't know exactly what that means.
reverse layup.
coolest
dunk under the basket.
I was gonna say super good, great fro. I don't know. Either way, won the Julius Erving Award and. Tonight. Was born in Largo, Maryland, in case anybody was wondering.
And then Derek Queen went there, his teammate, Maryland. But
there you go. 6 degrees.
So I tried to FaceTime you earlier today. You did not answer.
I didn't, no.
Now, the reason I FaceTimed you because I went to the gym today.
Yeah.
And I usually go to the gym around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's when I try to go.
And I had some stuff happen. I had to go a little bit later.
Okay.
And so I ended up showing up to the gym at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Met my gym partner there. We're walking into the gym. And I'm like, it is abnormally packed in the parking lot. It's usually pretty light.
My gym was like, yeah.
Now, I'm going to explain why. I don't know if you noticed it. I'm going to explain why it was packed. So we're walking in, and I see a bodybuilder-like guy walking out, which isn't abnormal at the gym we go to. But he's got like a full-on like Hollywood camera rig coming out of his backpack. And I'm like, okay, that's a little much. That's more than the tripod. I'm talking about gimbal, nine. Like, literally looks like he's shooting a movie.
My man's shooting a video today.
I walk in, there's at least 8 employees at the front desk. There's people shopping in the little front area. I'm like, there was a lot of things going on right now. I'm like, are they doing like a promotional event or something? Yeah. I walk in, Fred, I've never seen so many bodybuilders and like conventionally attractive people in my life with that quickly.
Yeah.
Like it was probably like 50, 60 people that were like, oh, that's like a full on Instagram model, guy, girl, whatever, like in groups. And I'm like, what is going on? Because, you know, when we go, you might see a group
see
up
a handful,
there. You'll see
a
handful. You're like, okay, that person's probably, you can kind of tell they look famous. They got a cameraman with them. They're ripped, or it's a girl who's whatever. And I was like, this is every other person. And then I go in the locker room. There's like 9 dudes in there. Everyone's got their shirt off. I'm like, dude, this is a lot. I go to stretch, and then I go to the front desk to get one of the little bands to stretch, the little stretching bands. I said, hey. I've built up a good rapport with the front desk people.
Of course, yeah.
I said, hey, I'm nosy. I just want to know, like, what's going on. There's, like, a million bodybuilders here. Every single person has a cameraman. They're like, oh, there's a bodybuilding event happening in Irving on Friday.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so I was trying to FaceTime you to show you. I was like, if you go to the gym today and you wanted to avoid the the influencers,
now,
this is not the day. They were flooded in the gym, 95% of the gym.
Here's the funny thing, though. Like, today it was just regular folks at my gym.
What time did you go?
3?
Ooh. Because they were there. They were starting to phase out when I left around 2:30.
Yeah.
They were starting to phase out around 2. So it looked like from noon to 1 was the pop.
Yeah, so I think it was just people getting off work early. I don't know. It's a Thursday, so maybe, you know, people cut out of work early on a Thursday. I think Friday's the new, you know, work from home day instead of casual Friday. So, yeah, I didn't see, but it's funny you mentioned that, though, because I did see a handful of folks this week at the gym.
Yeah. That I've never seen
I don't
before.
Normally see that were insanely jacked, and they all got their little backpacks on.
They
with
all
God
the
knows
same
what
backpacks.
In it. They all say IFBB Pro on the back of it. So, you know, maybe we'll try to see somebody on the show Saturday.
Every girl in there was ripped.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Like, usually see like one or two of those, like, that girl's bigger than me, or that girl has more better muscle definition than me.
Today.
Today, it was every other girl I looked at. I was like, oh my gosh, they are absolutely jacked.
No, there was a gal in the gym today who had quads that. I said, man.
So my point was, if you were insecure about your lifting habits and or people filming, today was not the day to go to Absolute Recomp.
No, it's funny because today fewer tripods today, even though it was a busier day than there was yesterday.
I'm guessing is the Irving Convention Center closer to the Las Colinas one or the Louisville? Because they were all there today, getting, like, I guess, their social media clips and meeting up with people.
I would imagine – I probably just missed them. My guess is that I'm wondering if – and so if they said everybody was kind of out of there by 2:30, 3 o'clock, that would make sense that people were leaving as I was getting there.
Yeah.
You know, probably a handful of folks, or maybe Las Colinas was the meetup spot.
It's kind of funny how they all got the same message. Like, they were all there at one time. Now, maybe 9 a.m. was just as packed. I don't know. But
I mean, you got to get a big – I mean, look, if you're going to be in a weightlifting competition, you got to get need to get a big pump. Before game day,
it was nice to see the community. Almost everybody was interacting with each other, like walking. Oh, I've seen you. You live in Kansas. You live in California.
The weightlifting community is, it's an interesting community to say the least. And I'll tell you what, you're doing it for the love of the game, all right? Because it's not like there's stupid money to be thrown. Now, can you make money with influencing and on your social media and all that sort of thing? But you're not making that funny money like they do in other sports. All right, coming up next, we've got a loaded show today. It is a Thursday, so you guys know what that means. It's going to be an extra credit type of day today. That goes down at 9:40, as it does each and every program on a Thursday. But we got some guests today. Greg Riddle. He covers Texas high school football, covers DFW high school football for the Dallas Morning News. He's been on the Mythical High School Football Show a number of times, making his Fan After Dark debut. That's going down at 8:20 because we've got a handful of schools here in the DFW that will be playing for a trip to Jerry World next week. We've also got some NFL information to get into. What a crappy time to be a Cincinnati Bengal fan. I mean, it's always a crappy time to be a Cincinnati Bengal fan, but man, after what Joe Burrow said yesterday, go ahead and start up the trade discussion because it's only a matter of time. Not it's a question of when, not if, when Joe Burrow gets traded. We've also got some college football to get into. We'll kind of recap a little bit of what Joey McGuire. That'd be cool if we had Jerry Maguire on the show, but that's not going to happen. Joey McGuire was on earlier today with the G-Bag Boys. We'll replay a little bit of that. Bowl season starts on Saturday. Blake and I'll be making our bowl picks tomorrow. Should you tail them? I don't know. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. Stick around tomorrow, you'll find out. But and then, of course, friend of the program, Corey Chavis, is going to join us at 7:40 talking all things NFL and more. But when we come back, I heard today on a couple different shows on ESPN and other show stations that, hey, wouldn't be afraid to take the Vikings and the money line. It's that Vikings defense that's got everybody talking. We'll throw some stats out there to you and some good news on the Cowboys offensive front. What is it? We'll stick around and we'll tell you next. Easy for this guy to say. I'll tell you what, just when we were starting to think Trevor could read, just when we thought Trevor could read, suddenly he pulls us back in and lets us know that maybe he can't. I don't know what's going on. We're trying to get a little foosball going on, but apparently, well, you know what? We'll do it over here on this TV here. So you'll be able to see the football game, and I'll just have to take your word for it.
Let's
since
go.
Apparently we've hijacked the TV. Now all of a sudden we can't even get Roku on there. It's a whole other story for another time. But you know what? We will live to fight another day. Welcome back in. It's the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis alongside Blake Elliott. We got our boy Trevor, the creator, in the glass on a Thursday evening. We are all on Sadiq Baywatch as Blake is trying to cash in an 8-leg parlay. He is 7-for-7, but he needs Sadiq Bay to score 17 points tonight.
He just went to the free throw line. He's got two. But we asked, would the Pelicans Trailblazers game be a good thing for date night?
Yeah.
Someone texted in, tell your date you bought out the whole arena for the Pelicans game.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that.
Just tell her you rented out the arena from another fan. Blake, calm down. The Knicks are the 2 seed. Yeah, but they're not playing great basketball. Do we believe in the Knicks?
Not really. No, I mean, do we expect them to, you know, make a run? Yes, but I mean, I don't know that anybody's got them penciled in as, you know, finals favorites.
We got a text, Trevor. We're getting just audio on Twitch and YouTube, or just music? No, Fred and Blake. Is that cleared? Good. Okay. Trevor looks like he's working over there. The Dallas Cowboys play the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes. So, real quick, right now as it stands, your Dallas Cowboys are, and this is the Sunday night game, right now, your Dallas Cowboys, you want to take a guess at the spread?
Cowboys are at home. I'm going to say they are 3.5-point favorites.
3.5.
I got it right?
No.
Oh.
Add 2.5 to that.
They 5.5.
6.
6.5.
6 points.
6.5.
Yeah, 2.5. So either way.
Dude, it's hot in here.
I mean, it's about time somebody else agreed with me for a change. So you've got your Dallas Cowboys. They're a 6-point favorite going into Sunday night's game. Now, it's funny, as I was listening, and I don't normally watch a lot of sports shows during the day. Today was just kind of one of those days, and so I was watching a little bit of Cowherd and then kind of going back and forth with a little bit ESPN, and they were talking about, you know, taking the Vikings and the points and the money line on Sunday night. Now, again, as part of this for television, and you know, just it's fun to crap on the Cowboys on national TV. Yes, especially on Cowherd and Jason McIntyre. They have absolutely no problem doing that. But they, you know, and again, this is something that's been pointed out, and I know G-Back talked a little bit about this. Krusty's Corner, Brian Broaddus, mentioned this. That if this Vikings team is going to have a chance to win on Sunday, it's going to be because of their defense, all right? And this team is, you know, one of the reasons why they're struggling this year isn't because of the defensive side of the ball.
Just won 31-0, and your boy JJ had, like, what, 130 yards?
I want to say he was, like, 19 of 23 for 160 yards at a touchdown or something like that. I mean, again, not anything, not numbers that by any means, you know, are lighting the world on fire. But I think we all agree Brian Flores is an aggressive defensive coordinator. He's not afraid to bring pressure, but at the same time, too, I mean, he's one of the reasons why that Minnesota defense has been so good for over the last 3 or 4 years.
He had 3 touchdowns in that game. 3 passing touchdowns.
He did?
So I'm looking at the stats right now.
Well, who was it? Jordan Addison. Who else?
And Oliver.
Okay.
Josh Oliver had 2 touchdowns on 2 catches.
Wow. Was he like a backup tight end? It's got to be.
Yep. Behind Hawkinson.
So, I mean, look.
It was actually all tight ends. No Addison Tutty.
That's right. Hawkinson did score a touchdown the other day. So no, but I mean, when you look at this Cowboy again, when you look at this Viking team, you immediately think to yourself, all right, yes, that defense is going to be stout, but with the way with his uneven as J.J. McCarthy has been all year long. I mean, hell, he's missed, what, three or four games, and then you had Carson Wentz playing with, like, a broken leg or whatever the hell his problem was before he got put on IR. You're saying to yourself, like, this is a game that the Dallas Cowboys should win. Now, we also thought the same thing about them against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, we know that Arizona has given this team fits in the past. That said, this is a game that you have to win, right? Like, there's no margin for error
and I don't
with
really
this
want
Dallas Cowboys team
really want
moving
it to be,
forward.
I don't really want it to be close either. You're at home, and I mean, you're
theoretically,
a better football
I'd love for it not to be close, but can this Vikings defense make it tough for you? A couple things I want to throw out there at you just to kind of get you thinking about this Vikings defense. So if things do get off to kind of a sluggish start, at the very least, you thought, you know, if you listen to the program at all, you said, all right, well, not a huge shock here. The Vikings, top 10 defense right now as it pertains to overall yards a game. They're giving up 299 yards per contest, which is good for eighth in the National Football League. Do you want to take a guess at where they're at in passing defense?
So they're top 10.
They're eighth overall in overall yards.
I think that their passing defense is even better.
Okay.
I'm going to say fifth.
Fifth. Good guess. They're fourth in the National Football League, right? 172 yards a game is all they're giving up. All right. And let's not forget, this is in the NFC North, where you're playing the Green Bay Packers, where you're playing the Detroit Lions, where you're playing the Chicago Bears. All right. So they just
played the Seahawks, Packers, Bears, Ravens, and Lions. Those are their last couple games.
Right. So they've played some good offenses that aren't afraid to throw the football. Right now, there's only four teams in the National Football League that have given up fewer passing touchdowns than the Minnesota Vikings. The Texans with 12, of course, them and the Chargers are actually the best in the NFL right now, only giving up 12 touchdowns. You got the Broncos and the Eagles who've given up 13, and then you're tied, this being the Vikings, with the Kansas City Chiefs at 14. So they've only given up 14 passing touchdowns all season long, so essentially, what, won a game at that. Now, if you're going to make some money, and again, don't take my parlay for it, but just let's let the numbers do the talking for you. For as good as they are against the pass, one of the worst defenses in the NFL against the run. All right,
Javonte.
So this is where your boy Javonte, 10-day break. All right, and dare I say, maybe you see a Malik Davis sighting. All right, maybe you get a Hunter Lipke who rumbles for a third. You know, gets you 10 or 12 yards on a third down. 22nd in the NFL on rushing defense, 127 yards a game is what they're giving up. So that kind of dovetails beautifully into if this team's going to start fast. We know the Cowboys love to run the football. We know Javonte's been good, not great, over the last few weeks. If this is a get-right game for Javonte, and really, and it's not necessarily a get-right game for you offensively. I mean, how you put up 30 points against the Lions 10 days ago. But to your point, if you're going to put some distance between you and the Minnesota Vikings to where, hey, you're just chewing up clock in the fourth quarter and you've got yourself a 34-17 lead and it's, you know, this final score is not indicative of how lopsided it was, you can do it and it falls in line with what you need to do offensively game plan wise. You want to start fast. One way to do it is to run the ball against this Minnesota Viking team.
I think you'll be able to do that. The numbers have bared out very well for this Cowboys offensive line when it comes to running the football. And it bears with what you just said of the Vikings not being able to stop the run. I think this is going to be a game where you're seeing the tight ends get involved. Probably not going to have CeeDee Lamb.
You are going to have CeeDee Lamb. He passed all his concussion protocol, so he will be available for Sunday.
I don't like that.
I mean, look, if there's anything you know about the NFL, they do take concussions mostly seriously. So, I mean, if he's passed. And plus, you got to remember, too, there's a 10-day break, so you got to think, if this was a normal Sunday to Sunday, chances are he probably wouldn't have played. You know, so it's really it's no different than, all right, you're out for the next game, but then that following Monday or Tuesday, boom, you're out of concussion protocol. So that, to me, that probably has more to do with anything else, the fact that you did have your little mini bye between weeks 14 and 15.
And then I do want to give some positive news about your rookie right guard. Some of the stats have come out from Next Gen Stats.
He's gotten some love.
Cowboys rookie right guard Tyler Booker has allowed a pressure on only 20 of his 426 pass blocks this season. That is at 4.7%. That is the lowest pressure rate among any rookie right guard. and the second lowest rate by any rookie right guard in a season since 2018. So if we're going by pass blocking standards, he's the second best right guard since 2018. And there's 4.70 going Blake. That's just rookies. Who cares? He would be the fourth best right guard in all of the NFL this season at that 4.7. So this is a star in the making. You got him, and you've got Tyler Smith. So the great wall of Tyler continues. You got Cooper Beebe in the middle. We got to figure out the tackle position, but I don't know if Minnesota is going to be the team that exposes that like some other teams have.
They shouldn't, and Jerry did tell us earlier this week that two out of three people should be able to play this week. Obviously, we know CD is going to be one of them. That leads you to believe that Jadeveon is going to be the other one, considering that Tyler Guyton was in tennis shoes yesterday. Final three stats, top 12 in scoring defense are giving up just under 22 points a game, that Vikings defense. Two things, though, to kind of, again, to keep an eye out on. They are the third best red zone defense in the NFL behind only the Broncos and Rams. All right. So again, 46% of the time is when teams are scoring. So they've been pretty stingy in the red zone. And then finally are giving up 37% on third down, which is good for ninth in the National Football League. So again, little things here and there. If you can create some turnovers, which is something this team hasn't done a whole lot of, but I'd love to see that on Sunday. Again, we all think this team should win on Sunday. But again, you're going to have to make sure that your defense holds up the end of the bargain, because you will be facing a stingy Viking defense. All right, coming up next, friend of the program, 11-year NFL veteran, one of the best to do it, Mr. Corey Chavis joins us to talk all things NFL football and a former Minnesota Viking as well. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Trevor. Much better this time around than before. Reading is fundamental. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jump out to the DDM Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. 11-year NFL veteran, former Pro Bowler, and I'll tell you what, way before Diego Pavia made Vanderbilt football worth watching, my man made Vanderbilt football worth watching. Yes, that's right. The one, the only, Mr. Corey Chavis. Corey, two things. One, how did your Vanderbilt team get robbed come college football playoff time?
I mean, you know, I'm a sad.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Right. I mean, like, no question. But I think every fan base has, you know, some sort of argument. I think when it comes down to it, it really comes down to when you play the final teams that were in the top 25 of the college football playoff rankings, where did you – how did you do against those teams?
Yeah.
And that was the argument against us, was because that – I mean, a lot of the teams that we beat while they were ranked, some of the rankings were before the college football playoff came out. I think we beat like five ranked opponents this year. But some of them weren't ranked at the time that the college football playoff by the end of the season. That same argument can be held against several other teams that, you know, weren't in it. It's particularly when you look at Notre Dame losing those first two games against teams currently ranked in the college football playoff. So I know they get a lot of flack about, you know, and you're going to have people that are going to complain. But at the end of the day, they did the best they could do.
Corey,
we're talking about the college football playoff committee.
When we're talking college football, a very big point of contention has been Texas, and I also am a supporter of Texas getting in. What do you think about their resume, and will this kind of change how scheduling goes into the future years about those non-conference games against an Ohio State and what happens?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you're going to have to continue to keep those sides. I mean, that game goes the other way, and they went 14-7. Certainly, they're in the playoff. They did beat the 14th ranked Vanderbilt, which is a college football. But I think that loss to Georgia late in the year, I guess 2 weeks after the Vanderbilt game, I mean that hurt them tremendously. Now the win over Texas A&M, you know, helped them out. But the loss to Florida was another big knock on their resume, and that happened right before they beat Oklahoma with an injured John Mateer. And those are the factors that this college football playoff committee, those are the factors they're considering. So you can't lose that game on the road to Florida, who ended up, at the time you thought they were an okay team, they ended up kind of, you saw how they flamed out as the season went on. Coach ended up getting fired. So that loss was one that was tough for the committee to shake when it came to Texas.
You know, I'd argue some other teams that made it in had some bad losses, but, you know.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, Alabama lost to Florida State.
Yeah.
But Florida State, although, I mean, I went to go see them play this year as well, and I thought that they were an impressive team, like, when you watch them play. Now, certainly they, you know, had some games that they just let get away from them during the season, but probably one of better football teams, the 5-7 teams that were out there was Florida State.
I would throw the Kansas Jayhawks in that mix too, but we digress. Hey. Look, what does Jaden Daniels have 7 more years of eligibility left? But I digress. All right. Look, you spent 4 years of your 11-year career in Minnesota. You had your Pro Bowl year in Minnesota as well. You know, Minnesota, I mean, look, I always kind of thought of them as kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs of the NFC, right? We're a team that, you know, they've got a loyal fan base. They've got a loyal following, and you know, it's just one of those, like, you know, people either love or hate the Minnesota Vikings, right? I mean, it's just, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. quarterback notwithstanding, what has gone wrong with this Minnesota team this year?
Well, I think that when you start the year off and Jordan Addison is out and you miss three games, that's never a good start to the season. I feel like Christian Darrisaw is probably their most important player. And for whatever reason, the last couple of years, now he's played, you know, and he's played relatively well when healthy. But again, he's only started this year. I think they played, 13 games now. He's only started 10 games, so he's had some injury problems as well. And then I think another thing that really hasn't gotten going for them during the season, because you can certainly point to the injuries at the quarterback position, but the run game minus Jordan Mason, I don't think that they were probably feeling like they would get they probably felt like they would get a little bit more out of that combination to take some of the pressure off. And there were just some games where it got away from them and they had to do a little bit more, go a little bit more pass heavy than I think they went a year ago. Now, I do feel like defensively, they probably haven't quite, they've been very effective when they have pressured, but the edge rushers haven't had quite the effectiveness that they had a year ago. So that's right. That's a big factor as well.
When you sticking on the Vikings and kind of that scoped out view, yesterday we did a segment on bad teams and are they headed in the right or wrong direction. And what kind of stemmed the conversation was me thinking about the Minnesota Vikings, because maybe them and the Colts, I think, are the two teams that are kind of trending, that are most trending in the wrong direction. Would you agree about that with the Vikings, you know, paying money in the offseason to retain players, bring in some guys, kind of having a championship caliber roster, 14 wins last year with Sam Darnold, letting Darnold walk, letting Daniel Jones walk, and kind of committing to J.J. McCarthy, and I think everybody would agree, not having the best season?
Yeah, not having the best season due to some of those things. And then I think the other factor is you probably thought you'd be a little bit better stopping the run. I think that's been a little bit inconsistent for them as well as the year is kind of going on. They've gotten a little bit older in some spots to some of those the points that you're making. Even at the middle linebacker position, they had to bring back, they re-signed Eric Wilson. He's played pretty well, but having to bring him back and, you know, expecting this career year that you are one of his better years to get from him. I just think that in some spots they're going to have to attack the draft very aggressively and probably get just a little bit faster on defense. And then I think it's going to be about, they got some other guys that are going to be up for free agency. They got some interesting decisions to make in the offseason. Maybe even you talk about some of the guys that they've gotten in moves or trades like T.J. Hockenson. They've got a lot of things that they got to consider in terms of maybe recalibrating, and not necessarily a rebuild, but, you know, some of the guys are going to have to evaluate very intently this offseason.
Corey Chavis, 11-year NFL veteran, joining us here, talking all things National Football League and the Minnesota Vikings. Last point on the Vikings, and I mean, look, you're only as good as, I mean, I shouldn't say you're only as good as your quarterback, but J.J. McCarthy hurt last year, gets the starting job this year, has looked very uneven. At one point, he was rated one of the worst quarterbacks, like through the first 8 or 9 games in NFL history. He's what, completing 56% of his passes, 9 touchdown, 10 picks. I get it. He's only played 7 games, so, and we know that Kevin O'Connell is really good at developing quarterbacks. What was your evaluation of J.J. McCarthy coming out of college, and are you sold on him, or do we still need to give him some time?
I think I got to give him some time. I felt like that the offense protected him quite a bit at Michigan. When I say protected him, I don't mean in the sense of they protected him to try to maybe hide him. It wasn't so much that. It was more of on those big third downs. That's when they opened it up for him, and that's where he made a lot of his plays. You know, like he was a huge, one of the bigger factors and the reasons why I felt like they won a lot of games. They depended on the ground game with the plethora of backs that were very effective. Blake Corum was one, and you see what he's doing with the Rams right now. But on third down, that's where he created his magic. I think his ability to be able to make all of the key plays when they needed them, even if you go back to that bowl game against Alabama, you can see a lot of the things that he did in the bigger moment. There was a level of consistency missing from him when it came to missing some throws, even in school. So to think he was going to be a refined passer coming into the NFL was a little bit of a stretch. There was more based on the upside with them. So naturally, that's going to take a little bit of time to develop. And when you have the injury problems that he's had, then it takes even longer.
Corey, how do you expect Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings to attack the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday on both sides of the ball? We know that Eberflus has struggled mightily against the NFC North, even being on a new team.
I think it's going to be very similar to some of the things that you saw against Detroit. And that would be, let's figure out whether or not you're going to consistently bring the pressure, because you started that game off bringing some pressure. Then you kind of backed off, not necessarily backed off, but you tried to contain them, and you felt like your front four would be able to do, even with a little bit of a lighter box, do a decent job against their run game. And for the most part, that was relatively true. I know Gibbs had the 3 touchdowns, but I thought that the Cowboys were okay against him. I thought that the bigger factor was probably David Montgomery and being able to tackle him. You're going to get a similar back to him with Mason. That's more of the style in terms of David Montgomery that the Vikings have. But they're definitely going to see if they can, in my opinion, attack you with some of those crossing patterns. That's the big factor in their offense. It's something that their receivers are in some ways probably a little bit more similar stylistically to what you get from Jamison Williams than even more Amara St. Brown. And those were some of the bigger plays. You think about that 30-yard catch late in the game that St. Brown had, but also there was a play before where Jamison Williams won on a big crossing route in the fourth quarter of that game. So expect to see some of that. They're going to – those are the throws also that McCarthy is probably, with his arm strength, if you can get predictable looks off the play-action pass, is most comfortable with. I don't think you're going to get the diversification in the passing game that you got from them when they spread it out at times. So I think it's a game where the defense could match up relatively well against the Vikings offense.
Speaking of that Detroit Lion game, much was made of one of your fellow position mates and Richard Sherman and what he said about George Pickens questioning his effort afterwards. Your thoughts on just George Pickens, and again, you having played playing the position at a high level, just your thoughts on what you saw from George Pickens and kind of the fallout between him and Sherman afterwards.
I thought it was interesting, the whole, in terms of analysis. I mean, he's doing what he feels like in terms of breaking down what he saw from what Pickens, you know, maybe on some of those plays, maybe not giving optimal effort. But I feel like the thing about sometimes when you're in a position like George Pickens is in, and now all of a sudden CeeDee Lamb goes out, you feel like, okay, if the double's coming towards me, maybe the ball's going to be going somewhere else. Some of the times it's anticipating that Dak may throw the ball even into the double team. And that sometimes can maybe surprise you to a degree, so to speak. But at the same time, I think some of those plays where there have been, when CeeDee Lamb was out, and there were some of those instances where if there were two guys on him, he's made those plays earlier in the year down the field or even in the intermediate zones. And so I think Richard Sherman was saying was more of a compliment to Pickens, because I think a lot of people have seen him blossom this year and maybe take his game, I think, back to maybe his second year when he was in Pittsburgh, where that was more of a breakout year. This is probably his best season since then. And many people expect him to be one of the top 4 or 5 receivers in the league, period. And I think that's all Sherman was saying. I think it probably got a little bit out of context. I think it was more of a compliment in what he expects from Pickens, because certainly Pickens is one of the more talented players in the league. And what he has shown from a maturity and growth standpoint on the field this year has been tremendous. And I think that's why he made the comments. I don't think it was really a shot at Pickens the way it was interpreted. Sure. But that's social media, right?
Boy, you ain't lying about that. All right, real quick, 30 seconds. This Cowboy team has to go 4-0 down the stretch. You need some help from the Philadelphia Eagles, which that's a whole other conversation for another time. From a player's perspective, how hard is that when you know, look, we got to win out if we're going to make a playoff and we need some help?
Well, I think you got to look at it realistically. Like, if you can get through this Minnesota Vikings game, right, and then you come back and you can get to another home game, yeah. which, you know, yeah. admittedly you've been playing a little bit better at home, right?
Yeah.
Those two big wins came at home. And then you have the two games on the road. You take those one at a time. I think the 4-0 stretch is highly probable. It's just a matter of taking it one game at a time. This is where Dak Prescott has to be the MVP in terms of leadership, and I pretty much expect him to do just that. And also make sure this week that Javonte Williams, you get the run game going.
Love it. Corey, we could do this all day, my man. Love hearing from you. We'll do this again real soon. I appreciate you, big dog.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. Y'all have a great night. And finish watching this game. I think it could get interesting.
Hey, man.
In Atlanta.
Hey, as long as we get Atlanta to cover the points, we're good. Corey, great stuff from you as always. All right, that's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. First hour in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk some more NFL when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.